With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Northwest ag producers could soon see port bottlenecks ease up a bit after the USDA announced some relief in wait times. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the Port of Oakland was set up in January with an area to hold containers of ag products waiting to be loaded on shipping vessels. And now?
We're expanding that opportunity now to include the Port of Seattle.
Vilsack says this wouldn't be possible without port leadership.
We are partnering with the Northwest Seaport Alliance to essentially enhance access to a 49-acre pop-up site that will be designed to accept either dry agricultural products or refrigerated containers.
And Vilsack says this may not be the last port to see these pop-up container facilities.
As we announce this program, what we've seen is interest in it, questions about it, and it's stimulating thought and innovation. And so our hope and expectation is that as we look at other ports, we may be considering this, whether it's on the West Coast or whether it's in the Southwest or whether it's on the eastern side of the country. We're looking and continue to look for ways in which we can help move product more efficiently and more effectively.
Vilsack says the pop-ups just make sense.
Because when you do, you essentially increase the supply. When you increase the supply, you essentially balance it with the demand. And when that happens, you have stable prices and hopefully lower prices.
Tune in tomorrow for more on these pop-ups at the Port of Seattle to improve efficiencies in getting ag exports to market destinations. And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.